Assalamualaikum and good evening to everyone. I am Abdul Muiz, and on behalf of Group C Podcast on OB-related YouTube videos review made for ADC 601, Managing People and Organization. This is a partial fulfillment of the requirements for the Master of Business Administration under Dr. Norfarin Abdul Rahim. For the requirement, we have been asked to make a review of a YouTube video with a minimum duration of 20 minutes. And therefore, I have chosen speech from Professor Dr. Jaish Hoffman with the video title, The Inner Side of Organizational Change. This speech was delivered during the TEDx conference in Amsterdam back in June 2017. For audience information, Professor Dr. Jaish Hoffman is a professor at Open University of Netherlands, and his specialty is in implementation and change management. In chapter 14 of our textbook and during our class lesson, we have learned that there are a few factors that cause the organizational structure to change or strengthen, such as number one, action of founders and leaders. Second, align artifact with the desired cultures. Third, introduce culturally consistent reward or recognition. The fourth, support workforce stability and communication. And the fifth, use of attraction, selection and socialization for cultural fit. This is the factor that we have learned the organizational structure are being affected too. We all have learned that these factors can be determinants of organizational changes. However, Professor Dr. Jaish Hoffman has given us different perspective on effective organizational changes. Through his video, normally, according to him, people will talk about what change needs to be done in order to improve the organization. It is always on what. The key word is what. What to do. What can we do to become better, etc., etc. Rather than what Professor Dr. Jaish Hoffman is asking us to always think, rather than thinking about what, we should think about the how approaches. It is also said that the common mistake in the organization is that everyone has the idea of what to do, what are the results of they expected, but poorly communicated on planning of how shall they carry out the plan or how should they carry out the changes to implement throughout their organization. The issue today within the organization is that there is a lot of changes going on within the organization, but there is no change management to manage the changes made properly and efficiently. In today's organizational change plan, if the manager or management intends to do something in your organization, they will devise a plan, planning the right intervention for the situation, then hoping everything to happen as planned. This is based on basic assumptions of when the manager are doing the right things, it should provide results as they expected. However, according to Professor Jaish Hoffman, in reality, it's very different. Based on research, change management isn't always as expected. 70 to 80% of the organizational planning change management project are failed. This is because of the repetition of mistake that the management has made. Why do we continue to go on this way? Why are we repeating the same mistake over and over again. For example, of the repetition that we that illustrate here is that when we start a change project in our organization, then suddenly the project failed. Of course, once the things has failed, then we start another change project on our people. For example, if let's say you are doing a change management project in your company, so you have done your project, and then once you try the things and then suddenly it failed, you try to focus on other things, such as on the people aspect of it. Okay, so when we think like that, and eventually it will fail as well, because this is not what we should do, that we're supposed to focus, but rather what we are doing right now is the interesting question. I repeat, it is not what we should do right now that the company need to focus, but rather what does the company do right now is the one that the company need to focus and check either what they are doing right now is correct or not. According to Professor Dr. Taj Homan, there are two types of assumption on changing organization, which are monocentric change and polycentric development. Monocentric change is the change that originated from one center. This is what we have learned from in chapter 14. It talks about the organization change from the perspective of the sender. Normally, manager or the management communicates to the employees of what are the change that need to be done, and employees have to follow. This is what we meant by the monocentric changes. Changes from the perspective of the sender. In this monocentric change approach, the manager is the one who moves the inert mass or create movement and to correct things if it is not going according to the right way as planned. They usually involve in design the change, transfer this inner force onto other individuals and inspire them. Communicate the management conviction to others. However, there are some issues of this style, according to Professor Taj Homan, because this style of change need to be managed, meaning to say it need to be monitored by the manager. And the sole responsibility is the manager or the management. Secondly, they are passive and tend to show some resistance by a certain group in the organization. Of course, not many people like to have change. And the thirdly is that this type of monocentric change approach is very management focused eccentric. It is all focusing on the management desire and management end goals only. However, the second approaches shared by the Professor Taj Homan within the video is called polycentric development, whereby this polycentric development is the change originated from everywhere and not managed by specific person or source. This is rather a complex idea given by the Professor Taj Homan, because we need to understand that, according to Professor Taj Homan, we need to understand that the fact that the manager or the management cannot control everything, as each individual have their own thoughts and perception on changes. Polycentric tells us that organizations are not inert, but the organization is blooming with changes happening within, where everybody is changing continuously in their given circumstances. It can be chaotic, but the manager has to bring orders. The complexity theory mentioned that not only managers are controlling the directions, but few others such as subordinates, which are also important in making direction to the make changes. Altogether, the combination of all direction and decision is what makes the decision more efficient and less resistant by everyone. In implementing changes, furthermore, there will be surely an individuals or group that will resist the change. In chapter 14 also, we learn that people resist change because of negative valence of change. Meaning to say that the one that resists this change believe that the decision made by the manager or the management will bring more harm than good. Secondly, people resist change because they fear of the unknown and then the thirdly is because they resist the change because of the not invented here syndrome. In addition, Professor Dr. Taj Homan concluded that people resist change also is because of people sense making in every decision that the manager made. Of course, when there is a decision of organizational change being communicated, people will think. Okay, people individually will think, does the plan make any sense to them? Does the plan would even work? Okay, does the plan is very nice, but the information architecture support were not there. This is some of the thinking that they think that the decision made by the management does not make sense. When they think that the decision made is not making any sense, they will tend to invite the resistance. In conclusion, in implementing the organizational changes, we should not only focus on what we need to do, but to apply change management on how should be doing it. It is not what we should do that we supposed to focus, but rather what we are doing right now is what, but what we are doing right now, which is the more interesting question. Secondly, we need to understand the resistance to change demonstrated within the organization. The management needs to understand many forms of resistance shown by employees, such as complaints, absenteeism, passive non-compliance, and many more. Does our plan make sense to them? We need to think about that. Have we communicated clearly to them? Do we seek any balance point in between restraining forces and driving forces as shown in the OB force field analysis model? With this, I hope I have given my summary and findings on proper organizational change, and that with this I hope I have given my summary and finding on proper organizational changes that an organization need to adopt. With this, I end my session. Thank you.